This is the Daily Text for Thursday, October the 27th, 2016. The Last Supper in three words. Matthew 26, 26 to 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Consider this. Today, we come to the most central and eternally enduring act of the church founded by Jesus Christ, the Last Supper. It is all at once one of the most mysterious realities, and yet one of the most concrete. Since the night it was instituted, millions upon millions have reflected on the infinite depths of meaning wrapped in this sacred act. We call it a sacrament, which is an outward sign of an inward reality. Augustine called sacraments visible words. The deepest debates and most tragic divisions in the history of the church have revolved around the divergent understandings of these four words. "This is my body." Is it transubstantiation, as the Roman Catholics believe? Is it consubstantiation, as the Lutherans believe? Is it the real yet mysterious presence of Christ, as the Anglicans believe? Is it a holy mystery, as the Methodists believe? Or is it purely symbolic, as the Baptists believe? These debates will persist until Jesus celebrates this meal with us again, as he said, "In my Father's kingdom." I would like to propose a more primitive meaning, even a primal one, behind the sacrament, on which I think we can all agree. When Jesus says, "Take and eat, this is my body," and when he says, "This is my blood of the covenant," he is saying both literally and symbolically, in word and deed, the following three words: "Me for you." Me for you, as in, my death is the final imputed atonement of your sin. Me for you, as in, my resurrection is the eternally imparted source of your life. Me for you. It's the message of the gospel. Me for you. It's the meaning of our justification. Me for you. It's the means of our sanctification. Me for you. It's the meaning of life. Me for you. It's the essence of love. The great act of thanksgiving, which is what the word Eucharist means, happens as we, in our deepest heart, say back to Jesus, "Me for you." Finally, the most true and complete fulfillment of his command to do this in remembrance of me happens as we turn to our neighbor and say with our lives, "Me for you." Are we agreed? So let us keep the feast. The prayer, Lord Jesus, thank you for making it all at once so simple and yet all-consuming. Thank you for saying, in every conceivable way, through your life, me for you. Thank you for saying, in the most inconceivable way, through your death, me for you. Thank you for saying, in the most unbelievable way, through your resurrection, me for you. Come, Holy Spirit, and help us now become me for you people, for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. In lieu of the questions today, let's give ourselves to reflecting and living out those three words, me for you.